Good morning. My guests this morning are Steve DeLapp and Mark Hogan, both of whom are representing the Sonoma County Bluegrass and Folk Festival. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Howdy, howdy.
Saturday, March 14th, 1 to 9 p.m., a nice long show. So
yes,
talk
is.
About it. Who's going to be there? What's going to happen?
Well, I like the idea that we've been here 15 years.
Yeah.
I'm sure that
yeah.
Steve and I didn't think we'd be going this
we're
long.
Pretty good at it, actually.
Right,
so
there you go.
Nice, you know, nice to think about that. I guess some of the bands coming along. Bean Creek Bluegrass Band is going to be there. Ann and Pete Sibley, they're a duo that they won the national duo contest on the Prairie Home Companion a couple of years ago.
Oh,
so they're
great.
They're pretty good. They're you know, really good folks.
So Santa Cruz is represented well. Bean Creek and Ann and Pete Sibley.
Yes, that's right. They're both down there. I guess they're in Monterey now. Steep Ravine. I don't know much
nice
about
young,
them.
Nice young guys from Richmond, California. They got out of college. They're all living in the same house, and they're playing music every day, and they're getting really, really good. We're catching them on the upswing, and we're really fortunate to have them.
I know that Sycon is coming. Listen, is Sycon going to move to Sonoma County? I mean, he's here a lot.
Yes. Well, I know. He's what is the non-resident resident
right.
Artist in residence. Yeah.
Right. So yeah. He might as well move to Sonoma County, but he's going to be there. What at 5:30?
Yeah.
Wonderful show that he is. Talk and songs are just incredible.
Oh, yeah.
He really brings a lot to the table. It's going to be a lot of fun having him.
Yeah.
And Kathy Kallick, too.
Kathy Kallick's going to be there with her band.
Yeah, you know, Kathy's she's just peaking right now in her songwriting, and she's been very, very good for years and years. But the fact that she's cranking out such great material, she's such a wonderful singer, she's able to keep the same band personnel together. And that's, you know, there's a lot of turnover in bands, but she's got the same people. They're tighter and tighter. This is a real top-flight national bluegrass band.
Yeah, they love her and she loves them, and they just play wonderful, incredible music.
Yeah. Now, actually, Dan Curry, Steve Spurgeon, and Bill Evans, I was going to jump ahead there.
Yeah.
This is actually their debut gig with us.
Together.
Oh, really?
And Dan Curry and Steve Spurgeon work a lot together. I was playing their albums last night on my radio show, and I realized that, Steve is singing songs on Dan's album, and Dan's playing guitar on his album. So it's, there's a lot of back and forth. And they're adding Bill Evans, who's a nationally renowned banjo player, five-string banjo player, to make out the little power trio there.
Yeah, I lately discovered Steve Spurgeon, and he's really, really a great singer-songwriter. I mean, just one of those folks that you ought to know a lot more about.
As a matter of fact, he and Kathy Kallick will be doing a songwriter workshop at 4 o'clock, and Dan Crary's doing a guitar workshop, which I'm sure guitar players will just love, and Bill Evans, of course, will be holding court doing a banjo workshop in the Youth Annex.
Wow, what a great opportunity for musicians.
Yes, it is. It's wonderful. And a certain amount of jamming goes on around the Sebastopol Community Center, out on the lawn and sometimes out on the porch at the annex, and, you know, just all over the place, people get lots of opportunity to play.
Is Sebastopol becoming a sort of a national center for bluegrass and folk?
You know, it seems like it really is. You know, the guitar festival there last month, and dare I say, ukulele festival coming up in April. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Yeah, all kinds of things going on in Sebastopol that have to do with music,
Sonoma
folk
County
music.
General, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yes. Sonoma County Center.
Sebastopol has a very eclectic musical community, but we are the only. This is the only event in Sonoma County that actually features bluegrass in the title. So
right.
It's
excellent. Okay. Thanks for coming in. I think that people should get their tickets early.
Yes, absolutely.
What's the best way to do that?
Well, the best way is to go down to People's Music or Last Record Store or go around the corner there and talk to that gentleman. He'll probably...
Yes.
Right.
Mr.
He'll
Doug
sell
Jane.
You. Doug
there.
Jane will
yeah.
sell you a ticket.
Okay, do one of those things. And it's the Sonoma County Bluegrass and Folk Festival, Saturday the 14th from 1 to 9 p.m. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.